It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Welcome to Fayette, Missouri, where tonight the Heart of America Athletic Conference has a pairing of the Benedict and Raven and the Central Methodist University Eagles. Hello again, everybody. With Joseph, he's our producer and engineer back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here courtside. Good to have you with us. Ladies game getting set to go shortly. And, of course, in the second half of the doubleheader, the guys game coming up at about 7:30. First of all, let me throw out a disclaimer. I say courtside here, but it's a far cry from that. If you've ever been to Puckett Fieldhouse on the campus of Central Methodist, it is a very, very large building. Kind of gives you that WPA project kind of a feel. And with that said, our perch is very high atop the stands on what would be the north side of an east-west running gymnasium. So it is a long way from here, too. What is it, an elevated floor? You don't see too many of those. And that is what we have here. The floor, the playing surface is probably 10 inches, maybe even a foot above the floor level here. It's a great court. Players seem to really like it. They say it's got a good feeling, a good liveliness. So that said, should be a great ball game tonight. Benedictine coming into the game at 4-3, 2-1 of the conference. Central Methodist coming in at 3-3 and 1-2 in the heart. Tell you what, we're going to take a brief break. We're going to come back, bring in the starters, a little more insight into the game, and the tip-off. Ladies game coming up here shortly.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some feastivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season only at Taco John's.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member of FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back again to Fayette, Missouri, as the public address announcer introduces the starters to the crowd on hand. Allow me to introduce them to you, first of all, for Central Methodist. Again, Central Methodist at 3-3 and 1-2 in the conference. They're going to be starting Satorvia Cook. Satorva is a 5'7" junior, a transfer from Georgia Tech. She's out of Mayotte, Georgia. You got Haley Burfeld. She's a 5'7" senior from Los Angeles, California, from University of Alaska, Anchorage. Samaya Stevens is a freshman at 5'9 from Philadelphia. Sheree Trotter is a Washington native. University plays Washington, 5'9" junior. And rounding it out in the middle is going to be 5'11" senior, Beyonce Carter. She is from Belleville, Illinois, a transfer from Coastal Carolina University. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and head coach Chad Folsom, his assistant Annie Connolly. Lady Ravens are going to be starting Kennedy Nicholson from Goddard, Kansas, Eisenhower High School. She's a 5'6" junior. At 5'7", the senior from Nemaha Central in Seneca, it's Allie Kramer. Jennifer Jacobs is a Capen School graduate from Wichita. She's a junior at 6'1" out of Jeff Weston Meredith. Aaliyah Raines, a 5'8" senior, and also from the Thunder, Seneca native, Riley Roddinghouse, a junior at 6'3". Looking around the conference, Clark continues to dominate the conference right now, and right with them is Grandview, both of them 3-0 in the conference. Missouri Valley also 3-0 in the conference in early play. Clark and Grandview are 6-0 teams, Missouri Valley 5-1. This conference is loaded up with quality teams. Benedictine would be tied for the next spot down at 2-1 with Mount Mercy. Lady Ravens in their traveling black uniforms with red and white lettering and trim for the Lady Eagles. It's the home whites with gray and green. We're set to go here and hope you enjoy it. Benedictine at Central Methodist. Guys game coming up at 7:30. Ladies game starting right now. As the ball goes up at the tip of the way, controlled down by Benedictine. Jacobs is going to steal the ball away, bring it out on top to Raines. And at the top with it for BC is going to be Allie Kramer. Kramer will swing it over to the left side. They'll alley-oop underneath, going in, going up. The ball's going to be knocked away from Roddinghouse. She got it back, brings it up top side. Driving in, backing in. The turnaround shot from in the lane is up and no good. Body's on the floor looking for the rebound. It's going to be pulled away by CMU. Here comes Central Methodist. They'll walk it into the forecourt. You're going to look for Central Methodist to be the kind of team that will drive, look to draw a foul, look to get something in the middle. This is what's happening down here. Off the right block, it's up and no good, and the rebound's going to be tipped out and pulled down by Kennedy. Nicholson will take it on the left side in front of the scorer's table and into the forecourt. They'll come. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Three-point shot, Roddinghouse, no. Rebound slapped around, tipped around, pulled down, CMU. One-handed bounce pass into the forecourt, down the right side, squaring up. They'll launch the three. That's way off. And a rebound ripped away and a jump ball called. Possession arrow, Central Methodist. Satoria Cook, great story. Talked about her being out of Marietta, Georgia, transferred from Georgia Tech. She had gone to Georgia Tech as a freshman, decided that she just wasn't feeling it, went into the service for 3 years, and after that, found herself coming to CMU last year. Here's the inbound, and the quick layup is going to be up and good. Central Methodist is on the board first by Beyonce Carter. It is 2-0, Lady Eagles. 8:50 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine into the forecourt. Kramer will take it around to the left wing, brings it back over to the right side. Kennedy. Nicholson looks to the middle, nothing there. Out on top, Raines, a little bit of a head fake, slashes down the lane, goes in with the right hand, draws a foul. And Raines will be coming to the free throw line. She was surrounded by two Eagle defenders, and let's see against whom they're going to call that foul. It's going to be on Zatoria Cook, her first foul of the ball game by either team. And Aaliyah Raines coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. She'll take her time. Knee bend, shot up, no. One more shot coming up for the Benedictine senior. Again, she'll take her time, sends this one perfect. So the first point for BC this evening belongs to Allie Kramer. Lady Ravens trailing now 2-1. We're at 8.5 to go in the opening quarter. A drive down the right side of the lane is Zatoria Cook for two. It is 4-1 CMU. Kramer will bring it back down. Now their team gone to the bench in the first couple of minutes. Drive down the right side. The ball's going to be knocked away from Jacob. She was trying to drive it in. It was slapped away. Zatoria's going to pick it up. Feeds it back over to the left side. Driving shot is up. No good. We're going to get a foul on Jennifer. So Jacobs is going to pick up her first foul of the game. It'll be the first foul by Benedictine this evening. And at the 8-11 mark of the opening quarter, back to the free throw line we go. And this time it'll be CMU stepping up. Beyonce Carter. Oh, the gym got quiet. His free throw is perfect. That pushes it to a 5-1 Eagle lead. One more shot coming up. On his way. Gets them both. Lady Ravens find themselves with an early deficit with 8-11 to play in the opening quarter, trailing it here 6-1. Benedictine going from left to right across your dial here in the opening quarter. Works her way to the right side. Back into the middle goes Kramer. Cuts down the right side of the lane. Spins counterclockwise. Shoots it off the Winneman scores. That was just Allie Kramer taking it into the middle, putting on a little bit of a ball handling exhibition, eluding her defender, and going up with the left hand off the left side. It is 6-3, Central Methodist. Eagles with it back down. Cook drives into the lane. Little look away pass to the baseline left. Here's another three. That one's off the mark. And a rebound pulled down offensive board. Back underneath it goes. The dish on top. Cutting down the lane. Underhand layup is up and good. Cook gets two more. It is now an 8-3 Central Methodist lead. 7:20 to go. First quarter. Now we have a reach in and a foul on CMU's Haley Burfield. It is her first team foul too. First substitution of the ball game is going to come in for Benedictine. And checking into the lineup, you'll find Nicole Stork. Nicole is a freshman out of Adel, Iowa, 5'11". Now BC's going to make a second substitution and bring Kyra Misiraka into the game. Kyra is a 6'3 senior from Mustang, Oklahoma. BC putting the ball in play from midcourt on the near sideline. The cross-court pass nearly stolen away. Kramer's going to save it. She'll launch a three that's going to be a little too long. Misiraka couldn't handle the rebound, but Raines does. She comes back, fishes it out, kicks it to Stork. Back out on top. Kennedy for three. Nope, too long. And a rebound pulled down by Raines, saving it right in front of the Eagle bench. Feeds in the middle. Kennedy goes up with a shot. She gets fouled. This is going to be the first foul of the game for Samaya Stevens, and CMU already at three team fouls. 6:58 to go in the opening quarter, and Benedictine getting set to bring another change in to the lineup. Coach Folsom is going to the bench, and Lauren Dubert will be checking in. The first free throw is not good for Kennedy Nicholson. Benedictine right now is 1-3 at the free throw line. Second shot is good. So Nicholson has her first point of the game. It is 8-4. and Kennedy will check out. 6:55 and rolling as CMU brings it into the fourth court, takes it down the right side. The feed across underneath, inside the left block. Shot is up off the window, but no good. Rebound on the floor, a scrum. Four players diving for the ball, and the official makes the right call, calls a jump ball. Allie Kramer, Lauren Dubert, Aaliyah Raines, Nicole Stork, Kyra Misuraka. Those are the Benedictine Five. They alter the position. Will award the ball to the Lady Ravens. BC coming back up the floor with it. It is an 8-4 Central Methodist lead. Eagles in their player defense. The ball is going to come way out on the right elbow to Misuraka. Out on top to Stork. Benedictine opening it up in the middle. Now here's a three. Dubert from the top. And as she sets the screen, Stork gets knocked to the floor. And we're going to have, I think, maybe a second foul on Burfield. It is. So Haley Burfield in a little trouble very early in the game. She's coming off the floor talking to coach. Haley Burfield came into this program as the, if you want to call it, the three-point specialist. But early in the season, 3 of 22 coming into the game here today. So, you know, her best games were still in front of her. Ravens are going to lob it in underneath to Kyra. She forces up the shot between a couple of defenders. Can't get it to fall. But the rebound will be lost out of bounds. Back to Benedictine. Shot clock at 16. And now the officials underneath the goal, they have a little conference and they say, wait a minute, no, that's Eagle basketball. So it apparently was off Kyra. And CMU will bring it back up the floor. Checking into the ball game now for Central Methodist is going to be Tynesha Parnell. Tynesha is a 5'8 senior from Portland, Oregon. And we're going to get an offensive foul called. What a great job by Aaliyah Raines. She stood in there, took a little bit of punishment, and now the foul is going to be on Beyonce Carter, her first. And that is team foul five. So Benedictine for the last 6:09. And the opening quarter is going to be coming to the free throw line. BC has it up top side. Misuraka above the three-point circle straight away. Now the feed to the left block. Underneath the Stork. Rotate shot rejected. Rebounding it back down. Eagles coming down the court. Driving the shot up off the rim and good. The bucket is Zatoria Cook, and she's already at 6 points tonight. It is 10-4. Central Methodist. 5.5 to go opening quarter. Raines a long, long three. And it's going to be off the back lip of the rim, but no good. Beyonce Carter sweeps down the rebound. Carter's good in the middle. Only 5'11", undersized. But coming up, we're going to have a player come into the game here in a while for Central Methodist that's going to stun you with height. We'll talk about that when she checks in, but be aware of that. 5:15 to go in the first. Here's a shot. Top of the key. Long two is up. No good. Stork rebounds it down. Lady Ravens are going to run. Outlet to the other end of range. On the floor once. She got the pass way too far beneath the goal. Knew she could not get a shot away. Trying to put it on the floor one time and loses it out of bounds. So Benedictine will make a pair of changes. Back into the game, Kennedy Nicholson. And into the lineup for the first time tonight out of Jefferson County North High School. It'll be Josie Weiser, the 5'11" senior for Benedictine. Midpoint of the opening quarter, 10-4 Central Methodist. Lady Ravens 4 points first 5 minutes. The ball comes into the forecourt. BC tries to trap it up there. And here's a feed across to the left side. Trying to drive in. No room. Back it away. Lob it over to the right. Going to be Cook. She'll go underneath. Feeds it into the lane. Her teammate lost it. Picks it up. Can't get the shot away. Falling away. Launches one that misses. And a rebound coming down to Lauren. Dubert into the forecourt. Weaves her way over to the right side. Kicks it there to Kennedy. Nicholson guarded by Zatoria Cook. Ravens again with four players around the perimeter. Trying to open up the cutting lanes underneath. The shot by Josie. No. Rebound. Followed by Stork. No. Rebound. Pull down Central Methodist. Here comes Tynesha Parnell. Eagles with the ball, leading it by a half dozen. Here's a three. Boom. From top side, Tynesha Parnell. 13-4. Central Methodist. Underneath Josie. Again rejected off her hand. Slapped out of bounds by Beyonce Carter. Benedictine is going to bring Miss Uraka out of the game, and back into the lineup will come Riley Rottinghouse. Hey, you're good. 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine putting it in play with 22 on the shot clock. The lob will come across, and a running shot is up and missing by Dubert. Back up, it will come Steve Mueller. I can't imagine that was the drawn-up inbound play. And here's another three. Good again for Tynesha Purnell. Back-to-back threes, and the Ravens are going to take a timeout as they find themselves trailing by double digits. Timeout, Joseph, 3:50 to go. Opening quarter, Fayette, Missouri. It is Central Methodist, Lady Eagles 16, Benedictine 4.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Back with you here in Fayette, Missouri, on the campus of Central Methodist University, where the Lady Eagles have come out of the blocks red hot and lead Benedictine 16-4 with still 3:50 to go in the opening quarter. They are on a 100-point pace right now. Lady Ravens taking a timeout. Let's see what adjustments they made. CMU will stay in their player defense, and the ball comes up. Dubert throws it over to the left side for Josie, and either Josie hadn't flashed out as far as Lauren thought, or Lauren's pass was errant. Either way, it flies into the CMU bench, out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it was tapped. I didn't even see a defender that close, but apparently Captain Benedictine's going to maintain possession. Dubert has it up topside. Lauren heels in the center circle, looking into the eyes of Tynesha Purnell. Cross-court pass for Josie, slapped away again. This time by Zatoria Cook, knocked into the scorer's table. Crowd continuing to filter in. 5:30 games are an early start for a lot of people, but I'm assured that by the second game time, as the drive goes into the lane, kick back out on top. Kennedy for three, can't get it. Rebound, and over the back goes Rottinghouse. So Riley Rottinghouse over the top picks up her first foul, and Benedictine team foul two. 3:20 to go in the opening quarter. Anyway, yeah, 5:30 starts. Tough for some people to get to, get off work five or something and have to get around and get to the game. So they're continuing to filter in. And again, for the guys game, I'm told it'll be a good crowd. All alone underneath and undefended. The layup by Tynesha Purnell is good. After hitting 2 threes, she gets the point blank uncontested layup, and she's got 8. Now the Ravens are going to turn it over. Dubert just has her pocket picked. Purnell goes down, goes up 2 more. She's already got 10 and has come in off the bench. It is 20-4 CMU at 2:45 to play in the opening quarter. Lady Eagles, who have had their struggles this season. Again, they are a 3-3 team and 1-2 in the conference, but they are playing like the Eagles of last year. Into the lane, back it in, twisting, turning, Rottinghouse. Fouled. Trying to defend her, but probably trying to defend her a little too closely, Samaya Stevens. That will be her second foul. And right now for Central Methodist, if there is an Achilles heel, it is the fact that they have got a couple of players now with 2 fouls each. You're going to see Samaya Stevens out of the ball game, and Beyonce Carter is going to check back in. Also coming into the game is going to be Alana Crumley. Crumley is a 5'9 junior from St. Peter's, Missouri, coming here out of Jefferson Community College. Free throw is up. No. And a couple of free throws missed, and Benedictine back up floor with the basketball. Or rather, Central Methodist back up. Benedictine back on defense. Here's a drive around to the left side as the Ravens continue to trail by some 16 points. The ball loose in the lane. It's going to be recovered out on top. Jody Bass is now in. Here's a shot from the top for three. No. Rebound on the floor, rolling around. Now players are going to tie it up. We're going to get another jump ball beneath the Benedictine, or with Benedictine's bench right behind it. And this time it's going to go to Central Methodist. 2 minutes ago in the opening quarter, 20-4 Eagles. CMU putting it in play from beneath their goal. They'll skip pass over to the right side. Backing in, changing direction, shooting it off the window. It's up and no good for Beyonce Carter. Benedictine's going to rebound it down. That board will belong to Jennifer Jacobs. Over to the left side, Nicholson. Thought about going into the corner to Josie. Could not get it there. Brings it back off on top. BC's got Allie Kramer back in the game. Now the feet underneath. Kennedy, a driving layup. Nicholson for two. So Lady Ravens with a half dozen points. Three for Kennedy Nicholson. Three for Allie Kramer. And now BC's going to steal it away. Taken away by Jacobs. She comes up with the ball. Over to the left side. Josie for three. Air ball. Way too strong. 20-6. A minute 15 to go in the first. Anisha Parnell with it for Central Methodist. Lobs it off on top to Sheree Trotter. Trotter dribbles with the right hand. Right now, Central Methodist without their quarterback out on the floor is Zatoria Cook, giving her a little bit of rest. Top side, thinking about three, and then putting it back down. Parnell puts up a jumper for two, doesn't hit it. Rebound to go down, there's going to be Weiser. Josie outlets it left side, taking down the floor. Kennedy Nicholson feeds over to the left side of the lane, driving in, going up with a little hook shot. It rolls around, it's good. The bucket by Jennifer Jenkins. 20-8, Central Methodist. 40 seconds to go in the opening quarter. The feed inside, spinning away from the defense, and an easy layup for Beyonce Carter. Back up court, Kramer. 22-8, Eagles. Shot clock, game clock are absolutely within 1 second of one another. Out on top, Josie for three. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down by Jacobs. Pushes it up and in. Jennifer Jacobs got the offensive board and went straight back up. And now CMU's got 5 seconds, 4 seconds, into the forecourt. Skips it over to the left side. The three-point shot rejected by Jacobs as the buzzer sounds. And we've come to the end of the opening quarter. Time out on the floor here in Fayette, Missouri. After one in the ladies' game, Central Methodist 22, Benedictine 10.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Hey, welcome back to Fayette. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here in the Puckett Gymnasium. At the end of the opening quarter, the Ravens down 10, or rather down a dozen. It's been worse. They've been down by as many as 16. They've battled back a little bit. And for BC, you can see part of the trouble, the shooting numbers are off. 4 of 16 in the opening quarter. That includes 0 for 6 three-point shooting by Benedictine and only 2 of 6 at the free throw line. Central Methodist has out-rebounded Benedictine 17-8 in the opening quarter. That provides for an awful lot of second chances, and bench points have been strong for CMU. They've got 10 off the bench. Benedictine has no bench point scoring yet, as the Lady Ravens, led by Jennifer Jenkins, with 4, 3 apiece for Kennedy Nicholson and Allie Kramer. We go to the second quarter. Benedictine puts the ball in play at midcourt. We're back underway. Allie Kramer walks it up the center, stops, pivots with the right foot, beats it just above the free throw line, Roddinghouse. She'll drive over to the left side, gets it to Raines. She'll cut down the left side of the lane, loses the handle, picks it up, tries to get a shot away, can't. The ball's going to be out of bounds off Satoria Cook. Starting the second quarter, CMU is going to have Satoria Cook, Jeanette Metabrew, Jody Bass, Alana Crumley, and Beyonce Carter. Benedictine turnaround from 13 is good for Jacobs. For the Lady Ravens, it's going to be the starting five, Roddinghouse, Raines, Jacobs, Kramer, Nicholson. And now on the upcourt play, we'll have a turnover, and Benedictine is going to get it back. So the Lady Ravens have trimmed and got that lead now down to 10 with 9:20 to play in the first half. Full court pressure applied by Central Methodist, and Alec Kramer bringing it up with very little trouble, defended by Jeanette. LeBron is a 5'7" junior guard out of Toronto, Ontario. BC around to the right side. They try to go baseline, and that pass was telegraphed and stepped in front of easily by Beyonce Carter, who steals it away. For Central Methodist, Eagles will bring it back into the forecourt. Skip pass comes over to the right side, starting into the middle, twisting, turning, rotating. The shot is up and missed it. Beyonce got herself a clean shot, couldn't make it happen. And back up court with it will come the Lady Ravens. Down to the baseline right. Long two, airborne. Off the mark for Reigns. And again, Beyonce Carter with the board. She's having a huge, huge game. 8.5 to play in the opening half. Eagles come up floor. Cross over to the left side. It's going to be Jody Bass. Jody's a 5'6 junior hometown product, basically from Boonville. Shots up, missing. Offensive rebound. CMU continues to play really well off the boards. Satoria Cook kicks it over to the left. Gets it there to Bass. She'll put up a runner in the lane. It will not go in, but she falls to the floor, drawing a foul. And the whistle is going to be on Benedictine's Riley Rodinghouse, and it will be her second quarter foul by either team. Now Rodinghouse out of the game, and back into the lineup will come Stork. Central Methodist will go to the bench, and back into the lineup for them will come Trotter. Left-handed free throw, right there. First point of the ball game for the Lady Eagles, Jody Bass. Another one, perfect. So Central Methodist is 4 of 4 as a team at the free throw line and leads Benedictine now 24-12. 8 minutes. BC with a basketball way out between the circles at Stork. Back over to the left. Back door to Stork. She loses a handle on it. It's going to go out of bounds. But luckily for Benedictine, a CMU player had reached out to try to save the ball in play. And instead, it goes out of bounds off her hands. Lady Ravens are going to have it in with 13 seconds on the shot clock at their offensive baseline. Looking it in. Kramer does the inbound work. Still looking. Still needing some help. And could not get the ball in play. So Benedictine will give it back. And the Lady Eagles will put it in as BC goes back down the court, sets up their defense. Crumley puts it in play. Cook will bring it up the floor. And for Benedictine, how about this? Going old school. 2-3 zone. The feed to the left block. The kick back out on top. And the ball's going to be knocked away by Nicholson. And they're going to say Kennedy tipped it away, but it went off Jody Bass. And BC is going to have it back. 7.5 to play in the opening half. Lady Ravens down a dozen as Allie Kramer brings it up across the center. Skips it over to the right side. Jacobs comes back out on top. Stork, her pass across again, telegraphed. And I'm going to tell you what, Central Methodist has been really, really good at anticipating the passes, seeing them develop, stepping into those passing lanes, and either getting a hand on the ball and deflecting it away or coming up with some steals. And they have come up with a bunch of steals already today. Lady Ravens bringing it in from the far side. Shot clock now at 10. Right side is going to be Kennedy. Nicholson to Jacobs. She'll go into the lane, puts it off the window, and good again. Jennifer Jacobs, 8 points. Lady Ravens back to within 10. It's 24-14. Here's a jumper in the lane, off the mark. Rebounding it down, there's going to be Stork. BC back up the floor as we go inside 7 to play in the half. Coast to coast. Kramer puts it up and in. She went through 3 defenders. An outstanding drive. Allie Kramer's 5th point of the game. 24-16, Central Methodist. Topside, Sheree Trotter. Kicks it left, Zatoria. She'll go 3. Almost wedged the ball. It was wide to the left and short. And Benedictine will board it down. Outlet left side. Rain steps inside the circle. Has it batted away. It will recover it. Pushes it back off on top. Here's the 3 from the left side. It's not going to go in for Benedictine. Kramer had it, lost it, and now the ball is loose on the floor, saved by Central Methodist. They'll get into the forecourt. Over to the left side is Jody Bass. Simi's going to slow it down and try to set that offense. The feed to the right block. The shot is up and no good. And as a battle for that offensive rebound, we're going to have a foul called. Beyonce Carter, it'll be her second. So now we've got 3 fouls. Or rather, 3 players with 2 fouls each. You know what, Joseph and I hope? We hope a lot of things, I know, but what we really hope is that you're enjoying Benedictine College basketball this evening right here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Inside six to go in the first half of the ladies' game. And BC into the forecourt. Lauren Dubert is back in at the one. The feed underneath. Turning. The shot goes up by Jacobs. And she gets a little undercut as she goes up with the shot from the right side of the lane. Kind of had her back to the rim. Was looking to maybe lean back and kiss it off the window. But in the process, as she backs in, the defender steps behind her and kind of beneath her. And if she didn't have a ponytail that went down behind all the way below the belt line, I could tell you, but now I know it's Samaya Stevens, and that is her third foul. And she comes off the floor looking really frustrated by that. First free throw for Jacobs, it's up and in. So Jennifer at 9, and that one's there, makes it 10. So Jennifer Jacobs in double-figure scoring and will check out of the game for Kyra Misuraca. So it's Misuraca, Reigns, Wade, Dubert, and Nicholson. That's your BC 5. 24-18. And Benedictine, who was not long ago down 16 points, is now only trailing by 6. Massive comeback effort for the Lady Ravens. And this 2-3 zone is helping them. Here's a drive to the top of the key. The lob over to the left side is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Here comes CMU. They'll bring it in and way back out on top. Work on the outside. Shot clock's down to single digits. And with two on the shot clock, Satoria Cook loses the handle. She was trying to get our hands on the ball and square up for a shot from deep in the corner. And then it just kind of got away from her. Back up with it will come. Benedictine. Lady Ravens left side, Reigns. She comes out on top, Nicholson. 5 minutes to go in the half. The feed over to the right block. It'll get away from Kyra and go out of bounds. Kyra set up on the right side of the lane. Back to the rim, and that pass just kind of glanced off her hand. Here comes Central Methodist. Eagles up the floor, 4:50 to go in the half. Over to the right side, Sheree Trotter. Trotter comes out on top, Tanisha Parnell. Tanisha swings it left, Satoria. Cook, long cross-court passes, too high. Oh, lucky save by Central Methodist, and then the ball's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds by Dubert. CMU having fits with the zone defense, and I talked to you at the beginning of the game, I mentioned it. The line on this team is that they drive into the middle, hoping to draw the foul, and if they can't, maybe kicking it out. Well, the Ravens not allowing the drive off this zone. Shot clock again, down to 3. Cook pulls up with a jump shot way off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be Dubert. Here comes Benedictine. The zone has helped him. Outlet pass, anticipated, stolen away. Stepped in front of, driving down, finger roll. Bucket good, CMU. The basket for Sheree Trotter, her first points of the game, and we have a timeout on the floor. Taking a break, Jones at the 4:19 to go. We're in the opening half of the ladies' game in Fayette, Missouri. Central Methodist 26, Benedictine 18.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Benedictine, the first team to leave their bench area. And let's see who coach has out on the floor. Looks like Kyra Misuraca and Aaliyah Reigns. Riley Wade is in the game. Lauren Dubert and Kennedy Nicholson. So there's your Benedictine five. And Central Methodist will put on a little pressure on the inbound, not very much. It's going to be brought in by Wade to Dubert, and there it comes. Lauren will bring it up the floor. Alternating hands with the dribble as your defender backs away, probably 12, 15 feet distant. tip pass over to the left side. Back out on top of Combs. Jacobs gets it to Wade. Now goes to Reigns. She tries to skip pass into the lane. It is going to get away and taken back by Central Methodist in another benediction turnover. BC has turned it over a lot already in this game. Central Methodist around the left side. Again, trying to find some daylight inside that zone. And so, instead of getting in the middle, they're just going to take the three-point shot, and Zatorius Cook's shot hits the side of the rim, bounces all the way out of bounds on one hop, and here comes the Benedictine Lady Ravens. 3.5 to go in the half. Dubert will walk it up the floor. Gets between the circles, skips it over to the left side to Riley Wade. Now it goes to Reigns. Aaliyah looks it off on top. Kennedy. Nicholson back over to the left side. Jennifer Jacobs into the lane. Wants to put that 12-footer up, but can't. Back out on top. Shot clock at 10. Back it comes again to Jacobs. Out on top, Nicholson. Shot clock at 6. Kennedy, 3 steps above the 3. Can't hit that long shot. And the rebound is going to get away, and now it's going to be saved by CMU. Driving in. There was a travel. No, they're going to say it's okay. Zatoria Cook has 8. She stopped and hesitated. She knew she'd taken an extra step, but they let it slide. Now here's a shot by Dubert from about 17 that's good. Lauren Dubert has her first point of the game. So it's 28-20. Home team out in front, and they have the basketball. 2.5 to go, opening half. Guys' team suited up, getting ready to warm up between games. Here's a 3 from the left side. Nope. Rebound, Kennedy. Nicholson comes down with the board, brings it on the floor herself. 1-on-3. Trapped over on the far side. Top side, it goes to Reigns. She accelerates, goes into the lane, has the ball stripped away from her, brings it back out on top, and she was looking for Riley Wade. Riley zigged instead of zagged, and the ball is going to roll out of bounds back to CMU. 2:10 to go, opening half. Haley Burfeld is back in the game for CMU. Remember, again, they bring her back in because with that zone, they need some perimeter shooting. And she is, again, she's brought in as a perimeter shooter, but still looking to find her range. She'll launch another one. No, she pulls it back down, skips it to the top of the lane, the feet over to the right side, head fake, shot clock 15, plenty of time. Zatoria will step in, goes up on the left side. No. Offensive rebound, put back up, no. Offensive rebound, put back up, no. Offensive rebound, put back up, no. And now, on the rebound, what are we going to have? A foul on the floor, and I'm sure it's going to be on, well, I was wrong. I was sure it was going to be on Aaliyah Reigns, but it is not. The foul is going to be on Allie Kramer. It is her first BC team foul, two of the second quarter. And Coach Folsom is going to make a couple of substitutions, bringing Josie Weiser and Allie Kramer back into the game. Here's a drive down the right side. Lots of contact. They're going to have a block called on Kramer. No. And I said Kramer because she's the one who fell to the floor, but they're going to have a foul on Nicole. So Nicole Stork will have her first foul. Benedictine team foul 3. CMU gets 20 back on the shot clock and brings it into their offensive end with a minute 40 to go in the opening half, leading by 8. Cross-court pass stolen by Stork. She's down the court. She's 1-on-2. Dishes it right. Dubert up and in for 2. Stork gets a steal and the assist. Dubert gets 2. Lady Ravens again for the second time are back to within a half dozen at a minute 20 to go in the half. Pass into the lane. Batted away by Weiser. Picked up by BC. Here comes Kramer. Starts left. Comes right. Backs into the lane. Comes out on top to Stork. Right side Weiser. She'll go 3. There it is. Josie Weiser. Her first points of the evening. And that big lead, you remember for CMU a little while ago? Well, it's gone. With a minute to go in the half, they lead 28-25. The feed underneath. The driving layup is up and good. And Burfield will have her first points. Ravens will go for another 3. And that time, Josie's long shot does not fall in. 28-25. Eagles have the lead, have the ball, go right side, cut into the lane. The ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Stork. Here comes Benedictine. 35 to go in the half. Over to the left side, squaring up the 3. Boom! From deep to the left side, Lauren Dubert. She scores 7 here in the second quarter, and it's 28 or rather 30, excuse me, let me fix that, 30-28. Central Methodist leading now only by two. That 16-point lead from the opening quarter, that's history. They're going to have the last shot of the half. 7 seconds to go before intermission. Down to five. Around to the left side. Back to the right. Now just launching up a prayer. It was an air ball. Offensive rebound underneath. That shot will not get off in time. And we've come to intermission. We have a ball game. As the Lady Ravens have battled back. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you as the teams head for the locker room. It is Central Methodist 30, Benedictine 28.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da! A second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
In a two-point ball game, 30-28, Central Methodist in front. Kind of taking a look at how it has gone in the first half. First of all, for CMU, 10 points for Tanisha Parnell off the bench. Satoria Cook with 8.5 dozen for Beyonce Carter. Then it's two each, Haley Burfield, Sheree Trotter, and Jody Bass. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, double figures going in the opening half for Jennifer Jacobs with 10. It's 7 for Lauren Dubert, got all of those in the second quarter. Allie Kramer with 5 and 3 apiece. Kennedy Nicholson and Josie Weiser. For Benedictine, no foul trouble at all. Riley Roddinghouse has 2. No other player with more than 1. For Central Methodist, some foul trouble as Samaya Stevens has 3 fouls and the starter has not scored in the game and has played limited time. Also, 2 apiece on Haley Burfeld and Beyonce Carter for CMU. Looking at the first half, Benedictine shooting numbers better than they were at the end of the quarter, but not up to par for them. BC 11-27 from the floor, that's 41%. Central Methodist is 12-37. 37 shots already. 32% from the outside. Benedictine 2-11, 18%. CMU is 2-12, that's 16%. Free throws, Lady Ravens 4-8, Central Methodist is 4-4. So the deal is, while the score is close, and while Central Methodist's shooting percentages are better than Benedictine's, and by the way, that's that good at 32-16, they're just getting off a ton more shots. And that comes from the difference in rebounding. Central Methodist 27 first half rebounds, Benedictine now up to 15. 15 defensive rebounds for Central Methodist, and a dozen offensive boards. Looking at the bench points, Benedictine's bench has come to life a little bit, and CMU, 12 from the bench. Lady Ravens now at 10 from the bench, and points in the paint. Eagles lead there, 20-14. But for Benedictine, the big difference, the change in defense and the zone prohibiting Central Methodist from getting the ball inside. Looking outside here, looking outside the box here and looking down at the floor, the guys are out warming up. Should be a fantastic game. But for the men, that is an anticipated 7:30 tip-off. We're going to be bringing that, of course, live to you here on Care Radio. That said, we're going to take a brief intermission. Halftime of the ladies' game. We'll be back and bring in the second half of it. But right now with that intermission score, Central Methodist 30, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 28. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio. He's put together fantastic halftime for you.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We're taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, and coming up tomorrow night, we will have Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Then on Friday night, we change gears to high school basketball again, as we will have Atchison at Rossville. Tentative times for the girls' game is approximately 6 p.m. However, we do know that these games do occasionally shift in time. Make sure that you tune in right around 5:45 to 6 o'clock to make sure that you can get all of that game tomorrow night. But don't be surprised if it starts sometime a little bit later. Then, on Saturday, we will have a game that will start promptly at 5:30 as the Benedictine Ravens will... On Saturday, it's a noon game as the Benedictine Ravens will be playing host to Culver Stockton. 12 p.m. high noon is the time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Did you know Community Banking Week is April 24th through the 28th? Union State Bank wants to recognize the value of community banks during this time. Community banks put local capital to work within the community, provide employment for local residents, and help invest locally through loans for houses, businesses, and agriculture. The Union State Bank team is proud to serve you as your local community bank. Come into any of their 8 branches and get a gourmet cookie and a small gift. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 654946.
Hi, and this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Well, we've timed it just right this evening. We've got all the games at halftime. It's Baker trailing Park with a Park at 41 points to Baker Women 23. In the Culver-Stockton-William-Penn women's game, it is Culver-Stockton on top at 40 points with William Penn at 24. Missouri Valley is showing no mercy to Mount Mercy with a score of Missouri Valley 43, Mount Mercy 31. In this game, only 2 points separate the Benedictine Ravens from the Central Methodist Eagles with a score of Ravens 28, Eagles 30. And in the Grandview Peru State, it's only 1 point apart with Grandview sitting at 42 points, Peru State women sitting at 41. We'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 30 tonight under mainly cloudy skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, high temperatures reach up to 45. 27 tomorrow night, mixed precipitation likely. Mixed precipitation possible at times Friday with highs in the upper 30s. Mainly cloudy skies Saturday, a dusting of snow tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at the weather station up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 41.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are out of the south at 4 miles per hour. It feels like 38 degrees out there with a relative humidity of 64%. The dew point is sitting at 30 degrees this evening right now, and the barometric pressure is declining at 29.92 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Handy Cane Cash is back. Your chance to win $500 cash just in time for Christmas. Our first stop will be at the new Scooter's Coffee at 4th and Main in Atchison on Friday, December 1st from 10 to noon. Swing by, get some delicious coffee, and sign up for our $500 Candy Cane Cash giveaway. We've got a lot of stops lined up once again this holiday season, so get to as many as you can to increase your chances of winning. Grand prize giveaway will be Monday, December 18th, live on the Care Morning Show.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads at Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back to Big Missouri. Many, many thanks to our man Joseph at the Care Radio Sports Studios, producer, engineer, news guy, weather guy, handling it all. Joseph, thank you. Tom counts with you. We're set to go to the second half of the ladies' game. 30-28, CMU in front. Welcome back. Central Methodist, huge lead in the opening quarter. Got up 16. But Benedictine battled back and battled back, and they are back to within two. Eagles going to have the ball to begin the second half. We're underway. CMU is now going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. Pass is going to go down to the baseline right. Benedictine is going to come right back out in their player defense. Here's a little hook shot from underneath. It's off the mark, and the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds off the fingertips of Allie Kramer. Shot clock resets to 20, and the Eagles are going to have it back into their offensive end. And trying to decide who's going to be putting it in play. Now the officials are, I guess, just making sure. Yeah, that shot clock should not have reset. It's at 13. Okay. So here we go. Eagles way out on top is going to come. And they'll work around the left side. Looks like both clubs have their original starting five out here. Here's a drive into the lane, and little left-handed layup is going to be up and good. That's the first point of the game for Samaya Stevens. Remember, Samaya jammed up three first-half fouls. We'll see how long she stays out here. And Samaya Stevens out there with Haley Burfeld and Satoria Cook, Sheree Trotter, and Beyonce Carter. And now Benedictine's going to turn it over. Here's a drive down the court, all alone, uncontested layup, good. Not the way Lady Ravens wanted to battle back at the end of the second half. Beyonce Carter gets two, and we're going to get a BC timeout. I didn't even get to the Lady Ravens second-half starters before we get our first timeout. We're going to take it with 9:11 to go in the third quarter. It is Lady Eagles 34, Benedictine 28.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
To come back. Benedict puts the ball in play. It is stolen away and laid up and in by Central Methodist. That fast, they have scored again and pushed it to a 36-28 CMU lead. Here's a shot from the right side for Benedict, and it's going to be up and good for a pair. 36-30. 8.5 to go in the third quarter. Now Benedictine up the floor. They're going to turn it over again. Central Methodist, no. They're going to get it back. CMU has nearly turned it over. Players are on the floor, but the ball rolls out on top. Satoria Cook is going to recover it and work it around to the left side. Dumps it over to the edge. Sheree Trotter, now the feet into the lane. Back and in. Pushing out with a free hand. Shot is up. Off to Winneman. No good. Rebound slapped out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. Touch last by Haley Burfeld. So, the court for Benedictine. Now we'll get a chance to give you those players out on the floor for BC, and it is Kennedy Nicholson and Allie Kramer with Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, and Riley Roddinghouse. So Coach Folsom has his original starting five back out there. Jacobs is going to get the ball at the tie post, kicks it back to Kennedy Nicholson, off a screen, shoots a three, won't drop, rebound underneath Jacobs, goes up, no foul called, and the ball's going to be knocked free, taken away by CMU. Coach Folsom throws his arms in the air, can't believe there was not a foul called. I was a little surprised, I'll admit. 7:40 to go in the third quarter. Satoria backs in, no room. Little bounce pass over to the right side. Gets there to Carter. She'll turn and shoot, miss it. And on the rebound, perfect interior position by Jennifer Jacobs and over her back, climbing over her, and now looking stunned, but it is going to be the fourth foul on Samaya Stevens. Samaya seems surprised somehow. And now she again is going to quickly come out of the game into the lineup. Alana Crumley is back in. She played a little bit in the opening half, has not scored a point yet tonight. BC with the basketball, back down a half dozen to 7:20 to play, third quarter. Right side is going to be a ring. Baseline, three, hits the side of the backboard, and a rebound pulled down by Sheree Trotter. Here comes Central Methodist. Benedict continues to have struggles shooting the ball from the perimeter here tonight. I understand this is maybe a difficult gym to shoot from. Again, the floor is, oh, a nice, beautiful shot across the lane and up and in. Satoria Cook has 10. 38-30, CMU. Ravens have it on the right side. It's going to be knocked away from Rottinghouse and stolen by Central Methodist. Up the floor with it they come. Little push pass over to the left side. Take it by Sheree. Trotter goes into the lane, puts her head down, and just powers into the middle and draws that foul. And this is what we've expected from this team. The whistle is going to be on Aaliyah Raines. For Aaliyah, it is only foul number one, and for Benedict and team foul one here in the second quarter. But two free throws coming the way of Sheree Trotter. So Kramer out of the game. Dubert comes in. Rottinghouse out of the game. Mr. Rocca in for Benedictine. 6:38 to go in the third quarter. Eagles up eight. Sheree Trotter at the line. Has only 2 points. Her first free throw of the game is going to roll around and go in. One more shot coming up for her. Benedictine is now 2 of 13 from the outside. And Central Methodist is 2 of 12. Second free throw, good. So these two teams are shooting 15 and 16% respectively from outside. Lady Ravens down again by 10 at 40-30. And up the floor of the basketball is going to be Dubert. Little skip pass to the right side in front of the Raven bench, taken there by Raines. And her pass out on top is stepped in front of and stolen away. Here comes CMU off the steal. Pass over to the right side to Satoria Cook. Satoria starts left and right, goes into the lane, dumps it off inside, and there's that Benedictine foul. And again, against this player, defense, Central Methodist attacks the lane, and if they can't get a shot away, are drawing the foul. 40-30, Lady Eagles at 6:17 to go, third quarter. And way out topside with it is going to be Sheree Trotter. Trotter dribbles over toward the 28-foot mark on the left side. Now dribbles back to the right. Starts to come down the side of the lane. Puts it out on top to Satoria, who steps in, backs away, puts a shot up. No good. And rebounded off the floor by Jennifer Jacobs. She'll go to the right side. The feed across. Raines blocked from behind. Slapped away by Sheree Trotter. Outlet to the other end. Satoria has it blocked, and there's going to be a foul on Dubert. Bottom line here. Lauren said, you know what? You're going to score this. I'm just not going to stand here and let that happen. So she kind of comes across the top. May have gotten the arms a little bit. Picking up her first foul of the game. Or excuse me, her second foul of the game. Benedictine's third quarter foul. So Nicole Stork will come back in for BC, and she will be in to replace Jennifer Jacobs. But before we get back to play, we're going to have a timeout taken by CMU. Take a break, Joseph, 5:49 to go, third quarter of the ladies' game. But the guys' game still to follow. The score, Central Methodist 40, Benedictine 30.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Well, coming out of the timeout, coming out of the free throw line, it'll be Central Methodist University and Satoria Cook. Satoria with 10 points, her first free throw of the night. It's good. And I'll tell you what Central Methodist does really well, shoot free throws. They're now 7 of 7 as a team. Second free throw. It is airborne, and it will roll away. No good. And on the rebound, the defender right underneath the goal, and he catches Kyra Misiraka pushing off with both hands, getting that Central Methodist player who is kind of pescally in her way, pushing her kind of a little bit, giving herself a little room, picks up the foul. It'll be her first. Here's an inbound baseline three. Up from the left side, and that's a big shot. Haley Burfeld. Again, she's been so cold all year long, coming in as a three-point shooter, but hits that one, her first three of the game. And she's got five. Benedictine up the floor, all alone. Kennedy for three. No. And a rebound high in the air, turned away by CMU. Eagles back up the court now, leading up by 14. 44-30. So for Central Methodist, they're on a, what, 8-0 run right now? 5:17 to go. Here's Burfeld for another three. That one does not go in. See, you can see. Shooter, shoot, okay? She hit a three, comes down the court, has a little daylight, sends up another one, but that one does not go in. But again, cannot be a surprise that, especially after having just knocked one down, after a bit of a drought, she was very willing and eager to put the ball back up from the outside. Ravens on offense. Kyra will take a top of the key. She will power move into the lane and get knocked to the floor. The ball did not roll, and it rolled off the rim, but she will come to the line for a pair of free throws. That is the third foul tonight for Haley Burfeld. And Benedictine will make another duo of substitutions into the game for the first time in the second half. It's going to be JCN's Josie Weiser, the 5'11 senior. And also into the game and back in here in the second half, it's going to be Allie Kramer. Fishers are slowing things way, way down here. Coming to the line for BC is going to be Kyra. Looking for her first point tonight. It is on its way and good. Kyra Misiraka hits her first of two. And that is the first score for Benedictine in almost 4 minutes. Second one for Kyra. Airborne gets it. 40-32. We go inside 4:50 to play. Now the officials have stopped the game. And two, and now all three of them coming together at the east free throw line. First two confer, and then a different two confer. And I don't know exactly what is troubling them, but now they got the rotation wrong, and one guy has to backpedal all the way across the floor to get himself in proper position. We're back up the court with the basketball. Central Methodist with it. One-hand push pass way out on top, Satoria. Cook will kick it to the left side. Burfeld, I'm surprised she's in the game with those three fouls. Into the lane, turnaround, hook shot up, no good. Josie rebounds it down. Here comes BC. Ravens with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Weaving up the floor, driving into the lane, spinning, turning, and the bucket, it's up, and no. They're going to wave it off because of the travel. Allie Kramer put on a nice move, but may have just picked that ball up a little prematurely. And it remains a 44-32 Lady Eagle lead. 4.25 to go in the third quarter. At the free throw line, Zatoria thought about the shot, then doesn't. Kings it over to the right side to Alina Crumley. Crumley goes underneath. The kick back left. Here's Burfeld. Wants another three. That one doesn't go either. Perfect position on the middle for the rebound by Cook. And she'll bring it out on top. Central Methodist will reset the offense. Inside 4 minutes to go on the third down. We've had some stoppages of play for the officiating group, but by and large, this game has gone briskly. Here's a three. Perfect, Satoria. She's at 14 points now. 47-32. I missed one on my book here. 47-32, Benedictine back down by some 15 points. They were down 16 in the opening quarter. Battled back to within two at halftime. It's been a big third quarter for CMU. Here's Josie from the top of the key for three. No good. And a rebound, Eagles. Central Methodist can get to a largest lead of the game with this possession. The cutter into the middle. Zatoria twists, turns, hook shot, no. Rebounding it down, Miss Uraka. Kyra goes back over to Kramer. Allie runs up the floor, stops inside the free throw line. Back it goes, the feet to the right block, and the shot is up underneath, no good. Followed up, and hits the front lip of the rim and goes in for Nicole Stork her first points. 47-34. And now we're at 2:50 to play in the third. And Benedictine has done what brought him back in the first half. They've gone to the 2-3. Here's the pass in the middle. Misty Rocker reaches across, fouling Beyonce Carter. Kyra's second foul. It'll be Benedictine's fifth third quarter foul. And of course, that means free throw time. 2:38 to go in the third quarter. And at the line for Central Methodist, it'll be Beyonce Carter. She is 2 of 2 at the line tonight with 8 points. Benedictine has brought Rodinghouse back in. So Rodinghouse and Stork down to the baseline. Josie and Lauren Dubert at the top side to the lane. And behind the free throw shooter for Benedictine, Allie Kramer. First free throw, no good. One more coming. Missed them both, and the rebound is out of play. Touched last by Riley Rodinghouse. It'll belong to CMU. 20 on the shot clock, 2:37 to go in the third. Lady Ravens down some 13 now. Inbounds, come to the right side of the free throw line. They'll swing it back over to the left edge. Backing in the lane, backing in, stopped at the free throw line. Back over to the left side. BC's defense doing a great job keeping Central Methodist out of the middle. Shot clock's at 4. Back out on top, it's going to come to Trotter. She will drive and shoot. It spins out, no good. The rebound is on the floor. Trotter picks it back up, dumps it over to the left side. The shot's going to be blocked, and they're going to call a foul on Rodinghouse. Riley got a hand in the air, and I thought maybe had cleanly deflected that ball, but the official in perfect position says that's not what happened, and Rodinghouse will have her third foul of the game. Coming into the lineup for Central Methodist for the first time tonight is going to be Angel Okiki. She's a 5'10" freshman from Richmond, Texas. The free throw here is up and good for up and good for Alana Crumley. Crumley has her first point of the game. Second one? Yeah. So Elena Crumley will hit them both. Pushing that CMU lead back to 49-34. And again, up 15. Benedictine shot. No rebound. Central Methodist. They'll fly up the floor. Inside, 2 to go in the third. They'll dish it back over to the right side. Shot is up. It's another 3 for Central Methodist. And this belongs to Tynesha Parnell. Her first point since the opening quarter. Now the Ravens are going to lob in the middle. Rodinghouse has it stripped out of her hands, but they'll say that in reaching in to steal it. There's going to be a foul. It'll be on Satoria Cook, her second. It is 52-34, Benedictine down 18. And putting in a play at the baseline. That is only team foul 3 on CMU here in the third. The ball comes into Josie. Back down to the right side, deep in the corner. Kramer in traffic, loses the handle, and did she get pushed? The official says yes, and a foul is going to be whistled on Angel Okiki. That is going to be team foul 4. So both teams will be shooting free throws for this last minute and a half of the third quarter. Benedictine with a huge hill to climb now. As it comes out on top, Josie. She'll go 3, hit 3. Josie Weiser, her second 3 of the evening. 52-37, and we've got a minute 20 left third quarter. Over to the right side with it is going to be Parnell. Goes to the free throw line. Brings it back out on top of Satoria. Cook to Parnell. She'll go 3. No, it's short. And the rebound is going to be allowed to go out of play. But apparently there's a foul away from the ball. The official gets down to the baseline, looking into the middle, and sees some contact in there. And that is now the 4th foul on Riley Rodinghouse. And as quickly as that, she's right back out of the game. Jennifer Jacobs is in. So you've got Jacobs and Stork. You've got Dubert and Kramer and Weiser. Left-handed free throw? No. So Crumley hitting 2 free throws just moments ago. Can't get that one to go in. Take her time. Eyes up the second one. That one will not go in either. And the rebound pulled down underneath by Central Methodist Angel Okiki. A minute to play third quarter. Here's Satoria for 3. Got it! Satoria Cook. 55-37. And we're 50 seconds ago in the third quarter. Benedictine is going to have to put together some kind of a comeback in the fourth quarter to take a road win here tonight. Kramer has it. Topside Josie goes back door. That was a beautiful pass. And then Stork gets pushed in the back, not allowed to make an unobstructed layup. And Nicole will come to the free throw line. First personal of the ball game for Atlanta Crumley. Both teams well over the five foul limit. Satoria Cook's going to come out for the last 38 seconds of the third quarter, get a little breather before she goes into the fourth, as Haley Burfield will check back in. Remember, Haley's got three fouls. Free throw, in and out, no. So Nicole Stork, unable to capitalize on the first free throw opportunity. She's got one more shot here. This one kicks out. It is no good either. And a rebound, CMU. Eagles up the floor. We're at a half a minute to go in the third quarter. 5 seconds separating the shot clock and the game clock. Top side with it is Sheree Trotter. Sheree way out near the center circle. Dribbles over to the right side. They're just burning down time now. They got four players all across the baseline. One in each corner, one on the outside of the lane on each side. Shot clock's at three, at two. Here's a three-point shot. Air ball! Short. It goes out of bounds. The shot clock expires, and Benedictine is going to have 6 seconds to get to the other end of the court and get a shot away. Inbound it comes to Kramer. Alley, double-teamed to the backcourt. Brings it up. Drives the left side. Backs away. A running three at the buzzer. No good. Three corners in a book in the ladies' game. We'll be back as we go to the fourth here in Fayette, Missouri. It is the Central Methodist Lady Eagles 55, Benedictine 37.
At Amberwell, they understand that choosing the right Medicare plan can be overwhelming. Low monthly premiums are tempting, but remember, it's not always about the cost. It's about what's covered. You could get caught in a plan this year that doesn't truly meet your needs. That's why they encourage you to take advantage of Amberwell's Medicare Optimized service. It's free and provides you with a dedicated healthcare benefits navigator to assist you in selecting the plan best suited to your unique healthcare needs. Schedule your free Medicare Optimized service today by calling 913-367-2650.
Happy to have you back with us. The fourth quarter of the ladies' game coming up. And for Benedictine, a big job trying to come from behind in this one. Finding themselves trailing, going to the fourth quarter, 55-37. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering in the studio. Tom Counts with you here at Puckett Fieldhouse. Central Methodist continues to be led in scoring by Zatoria Cook with 17 now, and Tanisha Parnell with 13. For Benedictine, and the Lady Ravens, by the way, scored, what, 9 in the third quarter? Yeah. 9 points for Benedictine in the third quarter. BC is being led by Jennifer Jacobs with 10, and Jennifer did not score in the third quarter. Jacobs 10, Lauren Dubert has 7. 6 for Josie Weiser. Allie Kramer has 4. Nicholson 3, Rottinghouse 2, Stork 2, Mishiraka 2, Reigns 1 point so far tonight. Here we go. The feed over to the left side of the lane. Backing in. Twisting, turning. Stork shot up. Rattles in. So Nicole Stork makes it 55-39 in the early going of the fourth quarter. And now, you hear that? Didn't you probably? I bet, Joseph, you could hear that thud in the background. That was Allie Kramer getting knocked to the floor. I laugh because she jumps back up. I mean, she's perfectly fine, but that was a loud crash to this, which is largely a hollow floor underneath the elevated floor that the teams play on. So that foul is going to give the ball back to Benedictine. And here come the Lady Ravens. The feed underneath, the Kennedy Nicholson layup won't fall, and rebound cleared away by Central Methodist's Angel Okiki. Back down court, Sheree Trotter. Trotter dumps it over to the right side of Parnell. Tyresha looks into the middle, finds no room, brings it back over to Jody Bass. Bass pushes it off on top. Trotter swings it over to the left side. Parnell. She's going left and right through the seesaw, working in front of Nicholson. Now the drive to the baseline. The kick out on top. The uncontested three missing. And a rebound. Going to be cleared away by Kramer. Allie races into the forecourt, finding herself defended by three players. She was one on three. And now she will pass it into the middle to Jacobs. Jennifer is run into from behind. And that is going to be the second foul of the game on Okiki. 55-39, CMU in front. Don't forget the guys' game coming up here on Care Radio at 7:30. Probably going to be very close to on time, I would suspect. Going into the lane, the left-handed shot is up and won't fall for Stork. Nicely defended by Elena Crumley, and Central Methodist will come up with a defensive rebound. The feed all the way up the floor to the other end, and a layup is up a good Carter. And Beyonce Carter puts that one in, and that will take her to 10 points. 57-39 CMU. Right side Kramer. Into the lane it goes. JJ, left hand shot up. No good. Beyonce coming down with a rebound. Kicks it over to Tynesha. Parnell into the forecourt. Long pass down the left side. Handled there by Bass. Now I look into the bench. There's a player on the roster who plays some for CMU. Here's the baseline shot's no good and rebounded by Kennedy Nicholson. Been waiting to talk about the alternate post player for Central Methodist, who has not been in the game yet tonight. Here's a shot from the baseline. It's up and rattles in. Count it plus one for Allie Kramer. So Allie's able to battle into the middle, draw that foul. It's going to be on Jody Bass, her first. And already team foul three by CMU with 7:50 to go in the game. So Benedictine has the potential to find themselves at the free throw line quite a bit down the stretch of this game. Free throw. Good. Allie Kramer completes the conventional three-point play, and it is 57-42. So Benedictine is back to within 15. Back up the floor. Eagles, little 14-foot jumper left side. No. Rebounded to baseline, and they're going to call a travel. That was really good defense inside by Stork because she reached in and got a hand on the ball, forcing Beyonce Carter, who had jumped to take a shot, forcing her to come back down with the basketball. Ravens are going to get it with the possession. 7.5 to play in the game. Lady Ravens trailing it by 15. Low-scoring business here today, 57-42. It started off red hot. Central Methodist is on a 100-point pace through the opening quarter, but it has calmed and cooled by a great margin. Now driving in, Kramer shot underneath, no rebound, out of bounds to the Lady Ravens. Looking over on the bench, and again, I was told that she was probably going to play tonight, and I just have to tell you that it's Benny Lundu. Benny Lundu transferred here out of Jacksonville University. Here's a shot from the outside for the Ravens, no good. Rebounding it down to Kennedy, feeds underneath it, Jacobs. In the lane, turn, shot deflected, and that's going to be a foul on that deflection by Beyonce Carter, her third foul. But the thing about Benny Lundu, she is 6'6", and I'm told that that is a very legitimate 6'6". And you see her sitting on the bench, and you see her in the warm-ups and the drills. This young lady is very tall. Free throw for Jacobs, yeah. So Jennifer's 3 of 3 at the free throw line with 11 in the game. That is her first second-half point, by the way. This one is airborne. She'll get it. 57-44. And we are 7 minutes left in this game. Central Methodist gets double-teamed at the top and reaching in for the steal. The foul is going to be called. The whistle on Aaliyah Raines, only her second foul today for Benedictine. It'll be team foul one of the fourth quarter. CMU is committed four. So for the last 7 minutes of this game, Benedictine is going to be shooting free throws. Satoya has come back in. She'll take the inbound pass right side. They work the perimeter. Take it all the way to the left, down to the top of the key. Carter looks it over to the right side. Gets it there to Bass. Back out on top. It'll come to Cook. The method is getting impatient now. They're running that shot clock way down. It's at 5. Running layup is up and missing, and there's going to be a push. Yeah, they're going to call Jennifer Jacobs for a little bump down to the baseline. But for Central Methodist, the plan is, and it's a legitimately good plan, take all the time you can off the clock, leading it here by 13 with 6:40 to go. The free throw, yeah. So Beyonce Carter hit her first two free throws, missed her second two, and has hit that one. Has one more coming here. This one short. Rebound, Kennedy. Nicholson races up the court with it, lobs it all the way across the floor. Driving into the lane, the kick comes out on top, the swing to the left side, down to the baseline to Reigns, now off to the left block, the pass inside, batted away, but the Ravens are going to rescue it. Dubert in the game, goes over to the right side. Nicholson, thinking about the three, instead passes in the middle, J.J. rotates, turns, shoots, no. And this rebound, going to have a foul on Reigns. So as quickly as that, Aaliyah Reigns will have her second and now her third foul tonight. And for Benedict, it'll be team foul three of the fourth quarter with 6:15 to go and counting. Back in for Central Methodist is Samaya Stevens. She's got those four fouls. Now Stevens drives in, drops a shoulder. No foul. Puts a shot up that misses. But it's going to be rebounded down and put back up with a behind-the-head layup by Beyonce Carter. 59-44. We get a timeout. Yeah. Central Methodist coaching staff is going to call a timeout. And let's do it, Joseph. 6:01 to play in the ladies' game. Central Methodist 60, Benedictine 44.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at msconews.net.
With 6:01 to go in the ballgame, two teams still huddle up around their respective coaching staffs. We welcome you back to Fayette, Missouri. Guys, game coming up here at 7:30, and one of the differences, there are several, one of the big differences in this game is the dominance of Central Methodist on the backboards. Is they've out-rebounded Benedictine 46-28 today, and the really big difference is offensive rebounds. 20-6, CMU with the lead, and those all resulted in putbacks and good second shots. Here come the Ravens. We go inside 6 to go. Reigns will go all the way to the baseline where she is hooked and grabbed and pulled to the floor. And there's going to be a foul. It's going to be on Satoria Cook, her third foul tonight. It was not a flagrant foul. It's not like she reached out to grab her intentionally, but the arms got tangled and Satoria was a little off balance and started to fall, and she kind of had her arm inside Reigns' arm as they both tumble to the floor. Now Ali is at the free throw line for two. First one, yeah. So Aaliyah Reigns, uncharacteristically, not getting a ton of points tonight, but both of these free throws are good. And that will put her at, what, 5 here this evening. Or no, excuse me, at 3. That is the third point for Aaliyah tonight. On 3 of 4 to free throw line. Now BC's pressure causing trouble, and Central Methodist cannot get it across midcourt in time. 10-second violation. Lady Rams are going to get it back in play. 5:36 to go. BC fighting to get the ball in play. The Central Methodist player defense has been really intense, and again, they've anticipated well. They've stepped in front of and stolen away a lot of particularly cross-court passes. Now driving down the right side, Reigns. She backs in, twists, turns, steps it back off on top. Back over comes to Reigns. The defender reaches around for behind her. No foul called, but the ball's going to be stripped away. Down to the other end of the court, Spass. She'll feed it across it. Stork is in the middle this time to steal the pass. It went right into her arms. Here comes Benedictine. Nicholson with a basketball in front of the Raven bench. She'll launch a three and knock it down. Kennedy Nicholson. she will double her evening scoring with that three-point shot. Now here's a three on the other end, missing badly, and an offensive rebound pulled down to the lane by Bass. She'll follow it up and miss, and as Stork clears it down, she's fouled from the side by Tanisha Parnell. First foul of the game for Tanisha. And again, CMU's been across that five-foul threshold for a very long time. So Benedictine has come back to the free throw line. And this time they're going to step up there in the person of Nicole Stork, who with 4 points tonight is 0 of 2 at the free throw line. All you high school basketball fans are going to have to get used to this. First free throw is good because women's college basketball rule is now incorporated into high school's beginning this year. Fouls reset at the end of each quarter, and on foul five and beyond, two free throws, no more. 1-1. Someday you'll be telling your grandchildren, I remember back when they had the 1-1. And they'll look at you like, what is that, Grandpa? 4.5 to go in the ballgame. 60-50. BC battling back, down a little bit ago by 18. Now back to within 10. And CMU continues to take a lot of time. Here's a three-point shot, left side, no good. Stork rebounds it down. She's driving it into the forecourt. Three defenders surround her. Wisely, she stops. Now it'll go to the left side of the lane. Dish over to the right side. Out on top. Nicholson's three. Rejected and slapped out of bounds. Wow. Oh, it didn't go out of bounds. BC picked it up before it got out of play. Dupert has the ball. She'll go three. Air ball short. Rebound underneath Reigns. Goes up. Gets fouled. That is the end of the game for Samaya Stevens. So Samaya is going to foul out here with 3:57 to play. She's going to end the night with 2 points to go with her five fouls. 2 points, five fouls, no rebounds, no assists. Reigns' first free throw. Got it. Aaliyah Reigns. One more free throw coming up here. The senior from Meriden, Kansas. Second one is on its way. Gets it. And it is now 60-52. But we are inside 4 minutes to go. DeWall comes into Zatoria Cook. Josie Weiser is in. She'll defend Zatoria into the forecourt. Back over to the right side is going to come. Furfeld. Deep in the left corner. Now comes to Beyonce, whose shot is off the window and in. Beyonce Carter has been very, very good tonight. Carter now at 15 points. 62-52. Lady Eagles, 3.5 to go. Now here's Josie driving to the baseline. Gets stopped, kind of stumbles, no travel. Down the left side, Dubert. Top side, Stork. Back it comes Kennedy. This three, got it! Kennedy Nicholson! 62-55. Ravens have battled back. And CMU, their coaching staff is going to take a timeout. Let's do it. 3:16 left in the ballgame. Could be an exciting finish. Central Methodist 62, Benedictine 55.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat, like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
The two teams break from their sidelines and come out. And the ball comes in, Central Methodist. Both teams had to really rush out on the floor. Neither coach was quite done visiting with his players. Eagles with the basketball. We're getting down near 3 minutes to play. Central Methodist leading at 62-55. Now the ball underneath. It's got to be batted away. It's on the floor. And Stork getting tangled up with Zatoria. Zatoria not going to let go. Stark could not pull it away from the much smaller Central Methodist player. Zatoria is 5'7" junior. And Then we'll call the jump ball. It'll come back to Central Methodist, 20 on the shot clock. Putting it into their baseline with 2:55 to go in the game. Eagles lead by 7. Cook will take it, accelerate into the lane, put up a floater, and it rolls in. When you need a point, you're going to look if your Central Methodist to Zatoria Cook. That is her 19th point tonight, 64-55. We've got 2:40 left. BC down the court. Josie will go 3. It's a little off the mark. Goes out of bounds on the second hop. And here comes Central Methodist. 2:33 to go. Cook will bring it up. Goes into the forecourt. Lob it a pass over to the right side to Parnell. Tynesha kicks back topside Zatoria. Cook back again. Tynesha. She'll step to the right side of the free throw line. Puts up that 15-footer. Nicely done. High arcing. Pretty shot. She's got 15. It is 66-55. And the Ravens again trail by double figures with 2:10 to go. Ball's coming into the backcourt. Lady Ravens. Stork is going to do the inbound. Needs some help and can't get it in. Player defense on that inbound by Central Methodist has been giving Benedictine fits all evening long. We're going to have Allie Kramer back into the lineup, taking out Lauren Dubert for head coach Chad Folsom in his 22nd year as head coach at BC. Here's a baseball pass to the other end of the floor, taken over the shoulder nicely by Kennedy. Nicholson into the lane, goes up, can't get it to fall, but with bodies on the floor, we're going to have an offensive foul called on Kennedy. What had happened was the baseball pass from Stork from deep into backcourt was taken by Nicholson across center court. She was running down the left side, goes into the lane, goes for the layup, but a defender down there had been planted. And here's a shot on the other end. Behind her head, it's up and good, plus one. Sherry Trotter knew she was getting fouled, and so wisely doing what a junior should know to do. Throws the ball up kind of at the rim. It's kind of behind her and behind her head, and it goes in. So it's going to be a bucket and a plus one. She will connect on that and push the Central Methodist lead now to 69-55. And 7 unanswered points by CMU has sunk Benedictine's Lady Ravens here tonight. Minute 45 to go. BC, right side. Kramer has a snap out of her hand, saved by Kennedy Nicholson. She was just in the right spot at the right time. And now the ball batted away again in a big collision. And they're going to say the ball is going to go out of bounds off the Lady Ravens, Nicole Stork. Back into the lineup will come Aaliyah Raines. So Raines is in, Weiser's out. You've got Raines, Nicholson, Kramer, Rottinghouse, and Stork. Those are the Lady Raven 5 with a minute and a half left. Eagles have the ball and a 14-point lead. And now Zatoria Cook way up topside. She's going to slow it down, take her time. They're going to run a little motion now, dribble to the left side, bring it back out on top. Players at the upper corners of the forecourt. Shot clock at 6. Off the screen, shot clock at 5. Here's a 3-pointer, missing. Offensive rebound, followed up, missing. Offensive rebound by CMU, and there's a minute to go, and they will say is that rebound was taken down by Tanisha Parnell. She stepped on the baseline. I mean, she was deep behind the goal, but I didn't know she was all the way to the baseline, so the Ravens are going to get it back with a minute to play. Trailing by 14. Up it comes to Kennedy. Nicholson tries to feed underneath, and the ball is slapped away from Riley Rottinghouse. Coming back in again to the Lady Ravens. 56 seconds remaining. The ball in the hands of Allie Kramer brings it in to Nicholson. Nicholson guarded by Haley Burfeld. Top side it comes to Raines. She's backing in on Zatoria. Brings it back to Kramer. Goes down the left side of the lane. Kisses it off the window and in. Allie Kramer at 10. And we're going to get a timeout. Ravens are going to take a timeout. Let's do it. 46 seconds to play, Joseph. CMU 69, Benedictine 57.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Now both teams are still huddled around at their respective coaches. The guys' teams, you can see them in the hallways that go back to the gymnasium, which is next to us, on the other side of which are the locker rooms. So the guys are all huddled up here as they're getting ready to come out. Men's game coming up here at the conclusion of this one. So, okay, we won't be starting at 7:30, but it won't be far from it. 46 seconds to play in the ladies' game. Now Benedictine is on the floor. You've got Stork, Rodinghouse. You've also got Nicholson, Kramer, and Rain. There's the team out there for Benedictine. And here comes Central Methodist. They bring it in the backcourt. Ravens are going to press it a little bit. Now double-team the ball in the backcourt. Try to steal it away. Can't get it. Kicks it back to Sheree Trotter. Trotter will lob it into the forecourt with 1 second to spare. 21 on the shot clock as that thing gets to Satoria Cook. 13, 12, 11 on the shot clock. 27 seconds of play in the game. Satoria dribbles it off on top. Now goes in the lane. Dumps it over to the left side. Brings it out on top with 6. Here's Parnell with it. She'll go 3 now. But an offensive rebound by Burfield. And it was a shot clock violation because that long shot did not exactly hit the rim. And now the officials are going to get together, and I don't think it hit the rim. Now they're going to talk about it a little bit. Coach Folsom's way out on the floor, and I would like to think they're not going to go to the – they are. Are they going to go to the video? Yes. Okay. Well, I'm all for getting it right. Okay, that's something that I totally believe in and totally support. However, with 14 seconds left in a 12-point game, they are going to determine whether the shot clock is to be reset or not. But that's fine. This is what they're getting paid to do. This officiating crew is going to do their job right down to the very last moment. Guys, game promises to be a great one. We encourage you to stick around with us, share that game with you also here on Care Radio. That'll be underway before too long. Tomorrow night, sports looking in. Are you ready for this Friday night? Kind of alluded to this a little bit earlier when I said, you know, high school fans are going to have to be ready for the no more 1-1. But we're going to get our first chance to see that in real live action Friday night. And here on Care Radio, our first high school game of the 23-24 basketball season, we're going to have the Phoenix Atchison at Rossville. Looking forward to bringing that one to you here on Care Radio. Friday night, the Phoenix and the Dogs. Well, both teams are standing around their coaches and the officiating crew, two of them over there looking at the video, and one of them standing at the logo in the middle holding the basketball. And now the three will confer, and they will say it is a shot clock violation. So, it will be Benedictine's basketball from deep into backcourt with 14.6, to be exact, left in the game. Nicholson, Kramer, Reigns, Rodinghouse, Stork on the floor for Benedictine. It'll come in, and Kramer will bring it up the floor. Right side it goes Nicholson. We're at 6. Nicholson gets stopped. Reigns at 2. Defeated in the middle of Stork. The dish across, and Ravens don't take a shot. Final score in this one tonight. Central Methodist, 69. Benedictine, 57. We'll return to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amber Well 7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our post-game coverage begins right after this.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. At Amberwell, they understand that choosing the right Medicare plan can be overwhelming. Low monthly premiums are tempting, but remember, it's not always about the cost. It's about what's covered. You could get caught in a plan this year that doesn't truly meet your needs. That's why they encourage you to take advantage of Amberwell's Medicare Optimized service. It's free and provides you with a dedicated healthcare benefits navigator to assist you in selecting the plan best suited to your unique healthcare needs. Schedule your free Medicare Optimized service today by calling 913-367-2650.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Well, on a night that saw neither team shoot the ball very well, Central Methodist got a lot more shots away and came away with a 69-57 win. For CMU, Payson Wade, Zatoria Cook with 19 points, 15 apiece. Tanisha Parnell and Beyonce Carter. Following them, Sheree Trotter with 9, 5 for Haley Burfeld, and then 2 apiece, Samaya Stevens, Jody Bass, and Alana Crumley. For Benedictine, Jennifer Jacobs paces the Lady Ravens with 12 points. She had 10 of them at halftime and had 2 free throws in the fourth quarter. It falls into Kennedy Nicholson and Allie Kramer with 9 apiece, 7 this evening for Lauren Dubert. Josie Weiser, a half a dozen on a couple of threes. Aaliyah Raines with 5. Nicole Stork with 5. And 2 for both Riley Rodinghouse and Kyra Mishiraka. So you can see for Benedictine the points not coming in the middle. You got Rodinghouse with 2, Mishiraka with 2. Looking down here for Nicole Stork with 5. And Benedictine, 19-52 shooting on the game. Center Methodist, 26-72. So Center Methodist getting 20 more shots taken tonight. Benedictine, not only 19-52 from the floor, but 5 of 22, 22% from the outside, and 14-21 at the free throw line. Big difference in getting those extra shots was the Center Methodist rebounding advantage. 53-32, CMU with the lead in rebounds tonight, as Central Methodist will improve to 4-3, and even their conference record at 2-2. For Benedictine, they become 4-4 and are also 2-2 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Stay with us. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up, and we'll be back. Men's college basketball coming up next here on Kent Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.